Tensions between US and Iran are continuing to escalate, with US President Donald Trump authorizing a new round of sanctions overnight after Iran threatened to breach a 2015 international nuclear deal. The US withdrew from that deal 1 year ago, and Iran has now given the agreement's other signatories 60 days to negotiate new terms before it says it will begin violating the nuclear accord by resuming higher uranium enrichment. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country has not withdrawn from the deal.
The nuclear deal is still in place, but today we will flip and show the other side of the coin. The nuclear deal has told us in its Articles 26 and 36 that if the other party violates it, we can also reduce our commitments at any level. Today, we announced a reduction, not a withdrawal.
That's the Iranian President, Hassan Rouhani. Dr. Anise Basira Tabrizi is a research fellow on Middle Eastern security at the Royal United Services Institute think tank in London. Anise Basira Tabrizi, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Iran has confirmed it will breach part of the 2015 nuclear deal by no longer exporting enriched uranium stocks. What does that mean for the future of the accord?
Well, the announcement of these two steps that Iran has made are particularly symbolic. In practical terms, yes, they are, like something that demonstrate that they are not fully abiding by the nuclear deal as they were for the past now almost 4 years. But at the same time, they don't really resume significant and dangerous activities that Iran was conducting before the nuclear deal. The main reason why Iran has announced these activities is that it has been now 1 year since the U.S. withdrawal from the nuclear deal, and while Iran has said that it would remain party of the nuclear deal if the remaining parties were compensating for the fact that the U.S. was out, the feeling in Tehran is really that despite their attempts, the EU, Russia and China really did not manage to satisfy the Iranian request. And therefore, the symbolism of the one-year anniversary was chosen to demonstrate that Iran is no longer accepting the status quo.
Okay, so apart from threatening to build up its stockpiles of low-enriched uranium and heavy water rather than export them under the deal, it's also threatening a potentially more severe step, isn't it? It's talking about ending the limits on the enrichment of uranium, currently enriches small amounts and only to a certain level, which is, you know, suitable for power plants but not suitable for, not weapons grade, and it would change that. I mean, this is a move that could potentially, if it was allowed to go on and if it increased, would again put Iran in a position in a few years' time to be developing a nuclear weapon, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the nuclear program, we have been seeing the negotiation over the nuclear program since 2003. And when we started, Iran had only a few number of centrifuges. And when they finished, Iran had 19,000. Centrifuges. So we're talking about 20% of rich uranium, which is far higher than the percentage that it has now, but also of the percentage that it would reach should it decide to fully violate the nuclear deal. And despite that, Iran did not have a nuclear weapon. So we are really talking about a long process here. Just talking about in terms of breakout time, which is the time needed for Iran to build a nuclear weapon should it decide to do so, at the moment is a one-year time. I think, you know, it would remain a long time, even if Iran resumes its nuclear activities as it stated it might in 60 days.
So the president, Hassan Rouhani, says he's not talking aggression, he's talking diplomacy, but diplomacy with logic. This 60 days he's put on this, on the countries, Europe, China and Russia, to negotiate new terms to protect Iran's and banking sectors from US sanctions. What has been the response from the rest of the world, from Europe, from Russia, from China, to the sanctions, to the sanctions that were reimposed and threatened to be reimposed by Donald Trump a year ago? Because I understood the Europeans, at least, and the others, had determined not to break the deal. But what are they not doing that has forced the Iranian president to make this threat?
So the first thing to clarify is that, to my understanding is that Iran does not want to renegotiate the terms of the deal. What it wants is for the remaining parties to compensate for the fact that the U.S. has withdrawn from the agreement, therefore not really revisiting the JCPOA, but going back to what it was to be, supposed to be in terms of Iran constraining its nuclear program, but also gaining, the benefiting from the lifting of sanctions.
So it wants these countries to shield it from the U.S. sanctions.
Precisely. So now we know that over the past year, especially the European countries, the E3, have been very active in trying to do that, in shield the European companies and banking institution from the U.S. sanctions. We know that they reintroduced the blocking regulation. We know they established for the first time ever a financial mechanism known as the INSTEX financial mechanism to facilitate this kind of trade. However, despite this attempt, none of that has been successful really in helping trade with Iran actually taking place. So these have been mainly political gestures, which of course have meant a lot for Iran because they have meant there has been an international support behind them despite the U.S. posture. But in practical terms, Iran has not really benefited from the supposed lifting of sanctions, that it was the other end of the terms under the nuclear deal, while Iran was still maintaining its full obligation under the nuclear deal.
Okay, so although Europe has said that it's doing everything it can to get around the U.S. sanctions, obviously this step taken by the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani indicates that that is not working. The pressure of the sanctions already imposed by U.S., and there's more announced in the last 24 hours, which we'll go to, domestically must be having an impact. I mean, does this reveal that the Iranian president himself is under domestic pressure from Iranians because they're feeling the pinch of the sanctions? Is that what's going on here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a mixture of factors. It has to do with the domestic situation, of course. So we have to remember that we are also starting to be in an electoral year for Iran. There are parliamentary elections taking place in almost 1 year time. So this is going to be a tough call for the Rouhani camp, the moderate camp, against the hardliner camp in particular. So this is also playing a playing factor. But it has to do also with the fact that it has been 1 year since the U.S. withdrew from the agreement. And Iran has said since the beginning, we are going to remain party to the deal until it's in our national interest. Being in the national interest means that they gain something from abiding by this regulation. And I think politically they gained quite a lot so far, but that has not been enough. So I think, you know, it has to do with the international desire to not be just recognized, but also to gain economically and financially from the trickle-down effect of the sanction relief.
Okay, can I just ask you finally, the U.S. is increasing the range of the sanctions, announcing sanctions in the last 24 hours on iron, steel, aluminium, copper sectors. But also in the last week, the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, paid a fleeting visit to Iraq and says that the U.S. is scaling up its military deployments in the region. It's moved warships into the region to responding to what it's called troubling and escalatory indications and warnings and a credible threat from Iran. So the language and the actions of the Trump administration towards Iran are definitely heating up. What's going on here?
As we know, you know, the Trump administration has adopted a maximum pressure campaign that has not been limited just to the nuclear issue, but has to do also with the regional dossier. Since the past couple of years, we have seen the shaping of an alliance between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia and Israel in particular to put pressure on Iran on several fronts. I think what we have seen over the past few days is just the further shaping of this strategy. They feel they are in a crunching time, probably because they were not feeling that the maximum pressure campaign was giving the results they were hoping for, which are either of regime change or of containment of the Iranian activities in the region.
Okay.
Neither of that has so far happened. So I think what we are going to see is a likely intensification of the U.S. actions, both on the nuclear issue and on sanctions, but also in the region to try to achieve the intended goal.
Anissa Tabrizi, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Anissa Basiri Tabrizi is a research fellow on Middle Eastern security at RUSI, the Royal United Services Institute in London. And the White House, as I mentioned over the last few days, has dispatched the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and B-52 bombers to the Persian Gulf over because of what it describes as a new threat from Iran.